Picture a figure skater whose life runs on precision timing and a hockey captain whose charm could melt the very ice beneath his skates. Now, force them to share a single rink after vandalism destroys their second training facility. What unfolds is a collision of worlds so electric, it sparked a publishing phenomenon. This enemies-to-lovers tale captured millions on BookTok, selling over 200,000 copies before traditional publishers came calling. Even Selena Gomez couldn't resist the distinctive blue cover. The story taps into something universally compelling. What happens when control meets chaos, when rigid plans collide with spontaneous warmth, and when two people who think they have nothing in common discover they might be exactly what the other needs. Anastasia Allen has architected her existence around Olympic gold. Every meal calculated, every practice session scheduled, every casual hookup with basketball captain Ryan Rothwell kept deliberately meaningless. Her skating partner Aaron supports her publicly while harboring destructive feelings that will eventually surface. Nathan Hawkins, captain of the Maple Hills Titans, appears to glide through life with effortless confidence, balancing sports medicine studies with keeping his rowdy teammates in line. Behind that easy smile lies crushing pressure, living up to his father's NHL legacy while carving his own path. Their first encounter sets the combustible tone. During a mandatory meeting about sharing rink time, Nathan tries his signature charm. Anastasia responds with glacial disdain. "If you ever touch me again," she threatens after he carries her off the ice, "I'll make sure the only job you can get on ice is driving a Zamboni." Yet something shifts in that moment. He notices her fire beneath the frost. She catches glimpses of warmth beneath his Playboy exterior. The vandalism incident reveals deeper tensions. Aaron spreads rumors about a hockey player abandoning a pregnant student, leading to retaliation. Nathan knows the truth, but stays quiet to protect his teammate, establishing a pattern of loyalty versus growing feelings. At a house party, Nathan offers Anastasia his private bathroom, a small gesture creating their first moment of genuine civility. In the quiet of his room, defenses slip. He shares stories about his Colorado ranch, studying sports medicine against his father's wishes. She reveals her Russian grandmother's influence, the dawn training sessions that shaped her life. Their physical chemistry ignites in a darkened hallway. "You only appreciate me when you're drunk and horny," he whispers against her neck. Her breathless denial rings hollow. What makes their dynamic compelling isn't just attraction. It's how they unconsciously challenge each other's core beliefs. His spontaneity thaws her rigidity. Her determination inspires his responsibility. When Aaron's injury sidelines him 8 weeks before competition, Nathan volunteers as Anastasia's temporary partner, risking teammate ridicule while juggling hockey commitments. Training demands new intimacy as physical trust becomes essential. During pool practice, Nathan holds Anastasia overhead. "I'm not going to let you fall," he promises, demonstrating commitment through action. These sessions reveal Aaron's toxicity. Nathan discovers he enforced dangerously restrictive diets, causing Anastasia's bruising and weakness. "You're severely undernourished," Nathan tells her, creating healthier meal plans. After Aaron's cruel insults, Anastasia temporarily moves in with Nathan. Their domestic routine, sleeping separated by a gradually disappearing pillow barrier, cooking together, sharing quiet conversations, builds friendship beneath attraction. When Nathan's father criticizes his daughter Sasha's diet, Anastasia defends her, cementing their bond. They see missing pieces in one another, his warmth balancing her precision, her discipline complementing his natural talent, transforming vulnerability from weakness into strength. Perfection demands payment in currency most don't recognize until the bill arrives. Anastasia has sacrificed normal experiences for punishing diets and constant criticism, while her adoptive parents' total investment creates gratitude twisted with pressure. Nathan's burden differs, maintaining confident appearances while enduring his father's emotional manipulation. "He taught me what not to do as a father," he reveals, determined to break the cycle. During their Christmas trip to Colorado, Anastasia falls through ice on a frozen lake. Nathan rescues her, performing CPR until she regains consciousness. In the hospital, terrified of dying without telling him, she finally confesses her love. This near-death experience forces both to confront life's fragility and prioritize love over perfection. The novel suggests perfectionism often defends against deeper fears, for Anastasia being unlovable, for Nathan becoming like his father. By accepting vulnerabilities together, they begin healing these wounds. Trust becomes the central challenge when Aaron returns. On their therapist's advice, Anastasia temporarily moves back in with him before nationals. Nathan struggles with jealousy and concern, creating friction. "He's manipulating you," Nathan insists. Anastasia defends her professional commitment, revealing loyalty's complexity, balancing her relationship with Nathan against her skating career with Aaron. The climax arrives at nationals when Aaron kisses Anastasia without consent after their performance, a calculated move captured by cameras. Nathan's immediate reaction, punching Aaron, defends her boundaries even at risk to his own standing. This forces Anastasia's choice between professional success with an untrustworthy partner and personal integrity. Her decision is powerful. "I'd rather skate alone and fail than succeed with you." This marks her growth from someone who prioritized achievement above all to someone who values self-respect and authentic relationships. The novel handles forgiveness with nuance. Anastasia doesn't excuse Aaron's behavior, but recognizes it stems from his own wounds, showing compassion without allowing further manipulation. 2 years later, both have achieved their professional dreams. Anastasia winning Olympic gold, Nathan securing the Stanley Cup, while building a meaningful life together. Their unexpected pregnancy presents a new challenge, but they approach it as partners. Nathan becomes her temporary skating partner and respects her training schedule, while Anastasia attends crucial games and provides emotional support during contract negotiations. The narrative illustrates how the right partnership enhances both love and career. Nathan helps Anastasia develop a healthier relationship with food and training, introducing balance that improves performance. Her determination inspires him to take leadership more seriously. When Anastasia faces potential career-ending injury, Nathan's support helps her pursue alternative treatment. When Nathan receives an offer that would separate them, Anastasia helps him evaluate based on career goals rather than just their relationship. Through shared meals, practice sessions, and celebrations, their bond strengthens both individual pursuits. This story presents love as a catalyst for becoming more fully yourself. Nathan transforms from emotional distance to profound commitment, his love manifesting in practical care, healthier meal plans, respected boundaries, career support during separation. Rather than diminishing masculinity, this nurturing enhances it, revealing true strength includes tenderness. Anastasia learns vulnerability can be courage. Her carefully constructed independence evolves into interdependence as she allows Nathan support. This doesn't weaken her determination, but redirects it toward healthier expressions, standing up to manipulation, establishing boundaries, pursuing goals with greater balance. The novel avoids portraying love as a magical cure. Both still face challenges and conflicts. What changes is their approach, facing difficulties together rather than in isolation, respecting each other's agency while offering support. By the epilogue, Nathan develops emotional intelligence to be a supportive partner and future father, while Anastasia finds balance between ambition and connection. Love's greatest transformation isn't changing who we are, but revealing who we can become when we feel truly seen and accepted. The most beautiful performances happen when we stop trying to be perfect and start being real.